good morning or good evening, depending on when you're listening to this. For those of you who have started from the beginning with us, Mazel Tov is in place. Today is day 100. Simen Chaf Gimel Halacha Lamed. Asar Shemes Balam Ve'elahem Sefer Torah Likrois. If there is a minion that's davening and there's no Sefer Torah, Eim Avim Lahem Sefer Torah Litzarech HaKriya. You do not bring a Sefer Torah for the purpose of Kriya. Afil Hem Chashuv Meves HaAsurim. Even if they are incarcerated in prison. Afil Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. Even if it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ach and Mechinim Yoyim or Yomayim Mikodim Aroin Oiteva. But if it is a day or two before, and you prepare a aron or a teva, she'osem makom kavua sefer Torah, which makes now a makom kavua for the sefer Torah, mutter, you're allowed to bring a sefer Torah. L'tzarech adam chashev hu chayla, and for the tzarech of adam chashev or a chayla, mutter lavi gam tzarech hakriya levad, you're allowed to bring a sefer Torah for that kriya itself without establishing a makom kavua by setting up a aron or teva a day or two before. Even for an Adam Chashev that's not a Chayla, or a Chayla feel in Adam Chashev, or for a Chayla that's not an Adam Chashev, mutter, it's also mutter to bring Sefer Torah for one Kriya. Yesh lahakol b'shavas parshas Zachar, parshas Par, you are allowed to be makel for parshas Zachar and parshas or parshas Parah. Mnei yesh armer shehem d'araisa, because there are those that say that parshas Zachar and parshas Parah are Kriya d'araisa. Simen chaf dalid din im nimtza toyos b'sul b'sefer Torah, the laws concerning a mistake or a psul in the Sefer Torah. Halacha Aleph. In the Sefer Torah, Torah psul machmas toys. If the Sefer Torah is found to be defective due to an error, imhu toys gomer in karmboy. If its error is a serious one, we are not permitted to read from the Sefer Torah. Tzrichim lohoyz Sefer Torah achon. You have to take out a separate Sefer Torah. Ezu toys gomer. What's considered a serious error? Gan yoyser echoser or netzchalaf afil ois achas. For example, if there is one letter too many, or one missing, or even if one letter is exchanged with another. Vayodei zeh mishtana kriya, and due to this, the pronunciation is changed. Taimim ta'aimim. For example, taimim, the word taimim is written with an aleph instead of just the vav. Migrasheim, migrasheihen, or if there's a nun at the end of migrasheihen instead of a mem, migrasheim, hem. V'afa pisha perishu shava. Even if the meaning of the word is the same, mikomakon kamesha kriya ena shava. Since the kriya is different, havitoyes gomer. This is considered a serious error. V'chenem atoras hubinyan shi'chem lekoresa kamesha yitzarach likasev. Likewise, if the error is such that the word could be pronounced as though it was written correctly, but it was written in a way that changes its meaning. Kigoyim b'parshas Truma, in Parshas Truma, Ama v'chetzi rachboi is what it's supposed to say. Vim im makam rachboi nimsar kasav rachba, if it's written reish ches beis hey instead of reish ches beis vav, afa pishichayim likra says a beis b'chayim, even though you can read the Bays with a chaylam, and it now you pronounce it rachboy again. Mikol makom kamen shugmei kasev havitoy. Since the way it's written is a mistake, shenishtana perish, which changes the meaning. Havigam kain toras gomer. This is also considered a serious mistake. Avam toras hu v'inyan sheinu mishtana loy kriya v'loy perish. But if the mistake is that it doesn't change the kriya or the meaning, gomer makom tzarach liyos avoysav bevav. Like the word avoysav, which should be written with a vav, achar habeis nimsa b'loy vav, is written without a vav and still read avoysam. Oy behepoch, or in a place where it says avoysam without a vav, they added in a vav and still read avoysam and still means avoysam. Chem makan shtarach liyos mali yod shemushes gan avoysechem nimsa chaser yod, or by a word where they add in a yod, like an avoysechem, it's written without the yod. Or the opposite, where it's supposed to not supposed to have a yod, they add in a yod. V'chein kol k'yertzib, is that anything similar to this? In mitzvah sefer Torah, you do not bring out a second sefer Torah. L'fishen sefer Torah shalom medyakum kol k'shonam she'achar yio yaser kasher, because our sefer Torah that are not meduyak, that even afterwards everything is correct. So by changing it, it's possibly taking out a second sefer Torah that also may have a mistake. Avim chaser yod shirashis, but if a yod shirashis, which is part of the source of the word, part of the shirash of the word, gagoyim malach hagar al tiri, Ksiv tiri below yod achar tov. If you, the word, like in the pasuk mala hagar al tiri, it's written without tiri is written without a yod after the tov. Oy al tira avram ksiv tira, like the word tira, which is spelled tof yod resh aleph, is written tira tof resh aleph, which even though it's written the same way. It's a serious mistake. You have to take out another Sefer Torah because you're changing the shirish of the word. Halacha beis nimsa teva achatz chaluka ad sheniris kishtayim. If a single word is divided so that it looks like two separate words, or if two words are so close together to each other that they look like it's one word, or there's an extra letter bein she teva zara she'en kamakayim aklal bein shenichta teva achatz kafula. Whether it's an unrelated word that is entirely out of place or a word that is duplicated, or if there's a change in the form of the division of the parashios, if there's an open-ended parasha in the place of a closed or a closed in the end in the place of an open, or there's a hefsek in a parasha where it's not supposed to be. I makom shesarach lios hefsek parasha of ena kol elu, and there isn't. Psul and gemurim, but tzrichon leit sefer ta'ach, these are mistakes that constitute a serious defect, and another sefer Torah has to be taken out to read.